Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. When you hear somebody leave the lines, call this number, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. We'll get as many people in today as we can. Happy Memorial Day. Hope you are enjoying family, friends, and all that, but remembering what it's really all about. It's about our wonderful military that didn't make it back. It's the fallen heroes, and a very special weekend that we need to think about. I was thinking earlier about my first thought about losing somebody that I knew personally. And a lot of you know, I was in the Marine. I was in the reserves. I did not go into combat. I did have to battle some contaminated water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, but did not go to battle. As one of my buddies from college named Mike Kilpatrick, Killer Kilpatrick, he was a piece of work, man, big dude. And I remember him at parties and all. He always had a great big stein of beer in his hand. He never seemed to drink all that much. I never saw him out of control or anything, but he just always had that big stein of beer in his hand. He was a helicopter pilot and got killed 1969, or might have been early 70. He was one of the, like I said, the first of my personal friends that I knew about that I lost Vietnam, and his name is one of those 58,000 on the Vietnam Memorial there in Washington, D.C. So, pretty special weekend. Let's see, a couple of quick things, and back to the jammed lines. Kind of a rushed conversation about weeds there. I wanted to just go a little bit farther, and also want to tell you about the company that did my stem cell therapy on my knee, my torn knee, fixed it beautifully. It's Dr. Darcy. You can meet with them and get a free consultation and see if it'll work for you if you're having some joint pain or something else, some bad pain, something that you may need to be thinking about surgery or having to take an awful lot of medicine for pain or whatever. Give them a call, get the free consultation, see what they think about it helping you the same way it did me. Call this number, 469-600-8794. Dr. Darcy's, who you'll be getting the information from, 469-600-8794. Or you can go to their website, which is achievevitality.net. Is that right? Yes, .net. Weeds, just real quickly, there is a product that I need to mention whenever we talk about weeds, because, you know, the chemical pushers, the toxic chemical guys out there are pushing things like Roundup and 2,4-D and Trimec and this and that and the other toxic chemicals. They contaminate the soil. They no matter what they tell you, I guarantee you they hurt other plants. I've and hurt the soil. I've heard people say so many times that Roundup just goes away. It's totally inactive when it hits the soil. It's just a lie. It's a total lie, and it's proven over and over and over again. I had more than two, at least three different golf course superintendents who used chemicals. I mean, they didn't have a problem with certain chemicals, but they came out about Roundup years ago. It was one of the first times I really started thinking about how bad a product that it was and started thinking about Roundup hurting the life in the soil so much, which is the same thing it does to the life in your gut or in livestock or pets or you know, wildlife, it hurts the bacteria because those are plants in your gut, and that's what leads to the degenerative diseases, the, you know, all the terrible things that it indirectly leads to. But Roundup will kill trees. These superintendents came out and made a big point about talking about the fact that where they had been using Roundup, they saw direct evidence of it killing trees. There's a project and a case in Dallas where the Roundup was used a whole lot in pavestone in a median on a street. It's a pretty famous kind of a case that came up. And one of our friends lived near there is how I've learned about it. And they were spraying the weeds to kill the weeds in this pavestone. And the live oaks that were in the median, almost all of them died. The ones that didn't die were severely damaged. So don't believe people that tell you it's inactive in the soil. That's not true. And don't believe them when they tell you that it can't hurt animals, that the animals don't have the pathway that plants do, so Roundup can't help, can't hurt animals. Yes, it can. It hurts the bacteria in the gut. There's tons of proof. We have white papers. We have research. We have all kinds of things on our website. TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, it's one of the main things we do, is put the negatives about Roundup and 2,4-D and those kind of products there, and also the positive stuff, too, about what works well. If you want to buy a product that is selective and is organic and won't hurt the life in the soil and you and the, everything in between, the pets and everything, give this product a try. It's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. AgriLawn is A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. It'll kill oxalis, chickweed, clover, horse herb that's in the turf and you don't want it. False strawberry, a very tough broadleaf weed, Virginia buttonweed, and the list goes on and on and on. I like clover myself, but it will kill it, and it'll kill it very beautifully and quickly and efficiently and not hurt your turf grass. Also, the vetches, it'll get them too. You can use it in around woody plants and things like that as well as in the turf. Again, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And then the contact killers, there's a bunch of them, the vinegars, the fatty acid products like BioSafe, the essential oils like the Pure Grow that I've mentioned, all those things, they're non-selective. They kill what you hit with them. So don't spray your good plants. Just surgically spray, spot spray the things that you want to kill. But the AgriLawn can be put on the entire lawn, and it'll kill the bad guys and leave the turf grasses intact. Okay, enough of that. Back to the phones. Let me see who is the longest. David in Alney, Texas is next up. Hello, David.
Hi, Doctor. How you doing today?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. We went out and brought in some old hay, and they're telling me now that that old hay has what they call a gouge in it. Hmm. And it's gotten over there and gotten into my apricot tree.
Okay.
And they go, they bore a little hole in that fruit, and they go in there and just go round and round that seed, and they, of course, they ruin the fruit, you know. But it looks like a maggot to me, a little bitty maggot.
Okay, and you say it's boring into the tree.
Into the fruit.
Okay, well, into the fruit, it's probably plum curculio or something like that. Whichever it is, here's what we do. The first thing we do, which we've talked about several times today, but we can't talk about it too often, is on fruit trees. They are among all the trees that I talk about. The orchards, the fruit trees in general, are grossly too deep in the soil. And they're too deep in the soil because when people buy the trees, they're too deep in the containers. The soil line, even if they're bare-rooted, is showing at the wrong place. It's showing up near the little dog leg or the swelling where the graft union was. So the first thing that you want to do to solve this problem, David, is to pull the soil, the mulch and the soil and the grass and the weeds away from the base of the tree. and do it dramatically. Get down to where you've really exposed the flare, flaring out like it's supposed to. And if you run into circling and girdling roots, if you run into false roots, they're called adventitious roots that are growing out of the trunk of the tree, you prune them away. You prune them off. And you leave the depression that you've created in the ground, because in almost every case, you've got to take several inches of soil off to get down to the true root flare, where that the trunk is flaring out and becoming the real root system. And that is the most important thing you can do. The rest of the program is called the Organic Fruit and Pecan Tree Program, and it's on my website under guides right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The product specifically I'd get to spray would be the essential oil product that I mentioned a minute ago called Pure Grow Bug Stop in this case. I'm Howard Garrett. I've got to run. I'll be right back after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're going to talk next with Paul in Salina, Texas. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Doc. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. And you?
I'm all right. Hey, I've got a couple quick questions that I'd like to run by you.
Sure.
I bought a Texas ash.
Okay.
And planted it very high. As a matter of fact, I had to build the dirt up around it.
Okay.
When I planted it.
Good.
But the branches are now hanging down, literally touching the ground.
Wow.
It's only been in the ground 3 years. This is the third year. Can I trim part of the branch back, or do I need to take it all the way an inch from the trunk?
Well, are they just a natural drooping? Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir. Just a natural drooping.
That's a little bit unusual. You can have a variety of branching in a tree, whatever, you know, tree you're talking about. The tensile strength will be different sometimes because there's a little more elasticity in the limbs. They'll droop more. That's a subjective call that you can leave them. The plant is perfectly fine having the limbs droop down and even touch the ground. I mean, the magnolias do that, and a lot of other trees, big live oaks even do that, and pecan trees will even do it sometimes. But it's a subjective and a more of a design call for you. If the tree's been in 3 years and it's growing, it's fine for you to take some of those off. I wouldn't overdo it and really strip them, you know, heavily so that all of the foliage is just at the top of the tree. That can actually stress a tree and in some cases
right.
Do some pretty good damage. So do it a little bit at a time. If you don't like the way it looks, it won't hurt the tree at all.
Well, really, the reason I want to do it is because it's putting the gardenias that are behind it in the stress. They're not doing very well. My next question is Celebration Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
Will that go okay underneath an oak tree?
I tell you what, I don't have enough personal experience with that yet, but I'll tell you what I do know about Celebration. There's a golf course in Dallas called Royal Oaks. It's out north Dallas off of Abrams, you know, out there, or Greenville or whatever it is. They used it They did thin out some of the trees out in the rough area, but not they didn't overdo it. And they're growing Celebration out in the rough areas, and it's doing very, very well.
Well, several years ago, I did a job on golf course, did put a sewer line across a golf course, and they asked to have that put back. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to go by and take a look at it and see how it's doing. I'm thinking about putting it around my red oak that's in the front yard, that's got the front yard basically nothing but dirt. So,
well, I don't think it'll grow in heavy 100% shade all day long, but if you have filtered light like the golf course does, high trees and, you know, some tall shade and kind of filtered light, I think that Celebration might be a real beneficial tool.
Okay, I'm going to try that. One last quick, I didn't bring this up. Poinsettia. I've got such a crop this year that the commodities price of poinsettia seed has dropped dramatically. Will the stuff that you mentioned a few minutes ago, the crabgrass killer, will that kill the poinsettia?
It will. It'll kill it pretty well, and if you just be patient, it's going to be gone, because now that we're getting in 90-degree weather, it's going to burn up and go away. But if you want to...
I realize that. The problem is the poinsettia is so thick, it has killed the Bermuda sod.
Yeah, yep.
The Bermuda grass that was underneath it. And now I've got, I now have areas in the backyard that are almost bare of the Bermuda because it's killed it so bad.
Yeah.
I literally have a fabulous crop of poinsettia.
Well, the AgriLawn crabgrass killer will kill it. You can spot spray it with the contact killers also, either way you want to go. But just for everybody out there, it is cool season grass, and it is going to be dying out here too. So
I have been putting 20% vinegar on it since the 1st of February, so I'm going to try the crabgrass killer to try to get rid of that then.
Let me know how it works for you, okay?
I will. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. Yeah, weeds have been kind of a big deal from a standpoint of just being very prolific this year. And it comes from all the rain. It comes from the heavy rains that we had in the fall. We've had big, heavy rains several times during the growing season. And it's just kind of made, you know, the crop of weed seed explode in some areas and take advantage of the situation. So, Kevin next up, I believe. Here's Kevin in Richardson, Texas. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Well, I've got a little problem here. I've got carpenter ants, and they've actually gotten kind of up in the attic above my living room windows. And I've kind of traced them to where they're coming up and down a red oak tree. And, of course, the red oak tree is like 30 feet tall, and you know, it's a huge tree.
Yeah.
So my question is could I spray an insecticide on the bark of the tree to get those ants, or is that going to hurt the tree?
Well, I tell you what I would consider the thing that carpenter ants don't like at all, and it's funny because I think they dislike orange oil more than any other kind of ant. So spraying it on the bark of the tree won't hurt the tree at all. It might work as a repellent. You can also use orange oil in the house to kill them, and also on the woodwork and everything in the house and in the attic as a repellent. Orange oil works beautifully on carpenter ants.
Okay. When I had a roof replaced, I had them
tell you what, Kevin, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Okay, can you hang?
Okay.
I'll be right back. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's talk to Linda in DeSoto, Texas. Hello, Linda.
Dr. Garrett.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dr. Garrett, I was going to ask you, when I was walking down the driveway, and on the lawn there's big old clumps of goop. Looks like foam. Is that a fungus?
It's probably what I mentioned a minute ago when somebody said they had kind of a powdery substance out on the turf.
Uh-huh.
That's just a different version of what's called slime mold is probably what that is. You can look at my website and go to the library of DirtDoctor.com and look up slime, S-L-I-M-E, slime mold. It sounds disgusting, but it's really not a real bad problem. Sometimes it looks like the dog threw up in the grass.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, that's what slime mold often looks like. And it can be yellow or white or red. It can be any color. It can be dry looking. It can be liquid looking. It's a weird kind of a benign fungus. Really, the only thing that it can hurt is if it completely covers a small plant.
Okay.
You know, or something, and just smothers it. That's the only damage it can do.
And what causes it?
Oh, it's just a kind of a ubiquitous, beneficial to neutral fungus. And if the conditions are right, the humidity and the moisture and everything, it just grows. Sometimes it'll be in grass, and it'll look like black cigarette ashes on the leaves of the turf, for example. It manifests in a whole bunch of different appearances.
I've seen it both ways. The dark kind of grayish looks like ash, and then the yellow kind of beigey slime.
That's slime mold. You can kill it with baking soda and water. You can do heaping rounded tablespoons enough of baking soda per gallon of water and spray and kill it. If you don't like the way it looks, you can spray cornmeal juice on it. You could throw some whole ground cornmeal dry on it. A lot of different ways to kill it if you don't like the way it looks, but it's not really hurting anything.
Okay. Also, too, I was cleaning an old refrigerator, and I found three bags of old store brand cornmeal, and I didn't want to throw it away because I know you can put it on mounds of ant hills and it will kill the ants. I mean, they'll explode. Is that correct?
It will help. A lot of people report that they've had great success with it. You can also put it in the compost pile to help stimulate biological activity.
Okay.
And you can also put it in water and make a cornmeal tea out of it to kill that slime mold if you want to do that.
Okay. Even the store-bought cornmeal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Also, too, my third question is, when I buy the nematode, because I found grub worms on my backyard, do I use it before it rains or after it rains? Because I know we've got more rain coming Wednesday.
Either one. You just don't want it to dry out. And if there's enough moisture out in the grass area where you're using it to keep the plants alive, there's enough moisture for the nematodes.
Oh, great, because we've got 20% Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday we've got 60%, and I didn't know if the best time to use it is before or after.
Either one.
Want it to wash away.
Either one be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Granberry. Talk to Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hello there. Thank you. Would you please tell me everything I need to know about harvesting my garlic?
Well, I'm doing it today myself. I let my garlic, that was the mystery photograph day, the flower of my big elephant garlic, and I let mine go all the way to maturity, and it's been fun watching it because the flowers that are about the size of a softball, they're real big, they've been covered in insects. They've had various little mud daubers and wasps and hoverflies and honeybees, and the most common thing it's had are these beautiful little gray hair streak butterflies all over them. So I've enjoyed that, but I'm now cutting them all. I'll cut them all today, and I'll put them in a dry container and just let them dry out and be inside decoration. I've got some in my bathroom that have real crooked stems on them that I collected probably 4 years ago. They still look good.
All right. Can I plant those later?
No. What happens with the flower heads of alliums like that, if you look at it real closely and kind of shake them, you're going to see either some little black seed that if you leave it on there long enough till it totally matures, which is starting to happen on mine right now. And if you see those little black seed, they'll be very, very small. And you can collect those little seed, and you can grow, and if they shatter in the garden, they're going to come up as little garlic plants this next season. The first year, they'll be rounds. In other words, they won't be a bulb that has individual cloves. It'll just be a round. And if you leave the round in the ground or you save it and replant it, it then will turn into a clove. A big clove.
Okay, now, the mature ones that are 2 years old that I have, how do I harvest the clove itself, the bulbs or the cloves of that?
Well, as the leaves first start to show some signs of stress and the tips start browning on there, which hadn't started yet in my garden, but we'll hear sometime within the next few weeks, you dig down very carefully and lift out one and see how it's looking. Chances are that you'll be pretty close to ideal time to dig the bulbs.
And then How do I save them? What do I do to keep them?
Well, there's two ways to go. You can either hang them upside down and braid them and hang them in a shady place, or I do an easier way of doing it. I cut the heads, the foliage off, and leave a little bit of a stem about 2 or 3 inches, and I put them in a paper bag, and I hang them inside the house in our utility room. And I've had some in the paper bag now for almost a year, and I haven't had any deterioration of the bulbs or the cloves at all. I'm still using them every day.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate your program and you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Well, all of a sudden, we have a total open. What time is it anyway? It's 41. We've got time for a call or two if you want to jump on here. I'll try to work you in if I can. Let me run through a few things with you about where to get more information on this natural organic program. The one thing that costs about the website is the Organic Club of America. Doesn't cost very much, $25 or something a year. You can sign up for multiple years, and you get several benefits, including some of the seeds from my garden and Bob Webster's garden and things like that. We're in the process of producing the fabulous trees of the world into something that will be available to the members. It's coming up hopefully sometime pretty soon here. The weekly newsletter is free. You just simply sign up for it right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. All the information about the live radio show that you're listening to now and the podcast. A lot of people are listening to the podcast and also the app. All that information is for you right there on the homepage. TORC Online Gardening Course, that's the course that we did because none of the universities are teaching the natural organic approach. You can sign up for it. You can identify the mystery photograph every week and win one of them along with an Espoma product. My books, my art, and the class are all really easy to find now. You just click on the red button at the top of the page, and it'll take you right to the information about the books, what the specs on my art is, what that costs, how much the books cost, and all that money is tax deductible and all, and goes to help the Texas Organic Research Center, the nonprofit. And that's why it's tax deductible. That is, TORC is a 501c3 legitimate not-for-profit organization. Howard Garrett's appearances are there. The main one coming up is the Kansas Mother Earth News event that's coming up. There's a couple of them I'm not going to do this year for a couple of different reasons, but we are going to do the Kansas event, so check that out under appearances on dirtdoctor.com. And let's see, the acceptable and unacceptable products in an organic program are for you there. They're listed in the down there under guides on the homepage. The Texas Organic Research Center, just click on the button that says TORC. That's what Texas Organic Research Center is, TORC. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, we're putting stuff on there from time to time, so check that out as you go. We have callers again. Let me see if we can get Nick in Arlington on right now. Hello, Nick.
Hello. Got a question about the plum tree. I bought a plum tree about 3 years ago, put it in the ground,
okay,
and I wasn't going to prune it or anything for a couple of years, kind of my habit, and just wait to see what it did, and didn't really pay much attention to it, and all of a sudden I realize I've got two different stems coming out of the ground.
Okay.
And this year I noticed one of them has white blossoms on it, and the other one has pink blossoms.
Okay, what you need
is I've got two different trees.
Yeah, you do. You've got something growing probably from the root stock, Nick, as well as from above the graft. And if you go down, which you need to do anyway, and take the soil off the base of the tree and expose the flare, you're going to see that one of those stems is growing out above the graft union, It'll be a swelling or a dog leg. And that one is the one that you want to cut away. I'm sorry, that's the one that we want. You'll see it growing up, and it'll be above the graft union. The one that's below the graft union, I almost told you the wrong way. The one that's below the graft union, the swelling or the dog leg, is growing off of the part that was the root that the top was grafted onto. That'll grow into a plum or some kind of fruit of some sort, and it might even have fruit, but who knows? It's probably going to be, you know, the rootstock that was not developed for its fruiting ability. It was developed for the strength of its rooting and hardiness of its roots.
Oh, okay.
So you cut that one away and just have the one that is above the graft union. Okay?
Got it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Make it a good one.
And we will take a quick break. Nick, we'll get you when I come back. And if you want to jump on here, one more call maybe we can handle. The number's 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant, Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Let's go to Sandwich, Illinois, and meet Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Howard. How are you? Good morning.
Doing well. Thanks.
Well, I got a quick question for you about planting garlic. Can I plant it any time?
You can actually plant garlic any time, Nick, but the ideal time to plant it is in October.
October. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
1 year I planted it in January just as an experimental kind of thing, and I had almost as good a production as planting it at the ideal time, which is in the fall. But you can literally, I've planted it in experimental deals in pots and things like that, in greenhouses and various things, you know, any month of the year you can get it to grow and into something that's an edible crop. But the ideal time is the fall.
Okay, and it's so treat it like tulips, where you know you can leave them in the ground over winter, and that's the ideal for them.
Yeah, there's probably some garlic that is more sensitive to wet soils and anaerobic conditions than others, but for the most part, the garlic is tough enough to leave it in the ground. In most cases, you might need to mulch over the top, but I recommend that anyway.
Right. Yeah, no, certainly on the mulch, I agree.
Yeah.
The other question is, we've been getting a lot of rain up here. You know, we've pretty much had rain, you know, over 50% each week, you know, for saturations.
Yep.
Is it going to be a problem for us to plant, you know, some seeds and stuff?
Well, you don't want to plant anything. You don't want to be working the soil when it's sopping wet, because you'll damage it. You can structurally damage it and glaze it and all that. So just as long as you wait long enough for it to drain out enough to where it's reasonably workable, then you're fine to plant seed and transplants and everything else.
So if you could squeeze it and it still kind of stays into a little mud ball, it's still
too wet. Yeah, wait a while.
Okay.
Yep.
Want it to fall apart. You don't want it to hold together.
That's right.
Okay, and then the last question. So I like to give my house plants a summer vacation out in the in our flower beds and stuff, just kind of nesting them around.
Sure.
But I was having the idea of, I thought of the idea of actually putting them, taking them out of the pots and putting them into some unused garden space. And then digging them up in the fall before the frost, and then putting them, repotting them to bring them.
That's okay. It's a little bit of trouble to do, and it'll stress them a little bit when you dig them up again to put them back inside. But it'll work pretty well if you're careful. The other possibility is to leave them in the pots and plunge them into the ground in the pots. Try both ways and see which way works better for you.
Okay, so just dig a big enough hole and plunge and kind of heel it into the soil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Nick.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Let's see who's next. Wes, I believe, Flower Mound, Texas. Hey, Wes.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I got a very simple question. I'm clearing out some large bushes with a chainsaw and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place, are there places where I can take my waste like into a mulching operation and drop it off for them, or is my only option at taking it to a landfill?
Well, there you're in Flower Mound. You may have something there. I'd call the city and see if they have that situation where you can take it in and they'll grind it and turn it into mulch. You can also hire a tree care company that can come out and grind it for you. You know, they use the grinders when they do the tree trimming. That's another way to go.
Yeah, yeah. I just seen if, like, mulching operations take on tree,
A lot of them will, yeah. Just call around to the local ones there and see what their policy is, and I'm sure you can find somebody that would do that. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of ridiculous to take it to a landfill, so.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, the tree trimmings turned into mulch is the ideal situation. And a lot of cities have that, so just call around and see what you can find.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to, let me see who's been holding the longest, Diane in Aledo, Texas. Hello, Diane.
Hi there. I bought, again, a Texas Star hibiscus. And it winters in the garage. It was in the original pot, and it grew. It like died back, and it grew shoots like 5 feet tall. And I took it out to take it, put it on the porch, and the shoots were like hollow. And so I put a tomato cage around it, and they have just bent over. Do I need to cut those off? What has happened? I had one before, but didn't experience this.
Well, you've got hollow stems. Is it what you're concerned about? Do you have decent looking foliage on those stems, or is it deformed?
Yeah, it's starting to grow, but they're just too long and leggy.
Yeah, just cut those back. Do a version of pick pruning. Follow the longest ones back down and cut them off all the way down at the ground, and let the younger shoots dominate. That'll work fine.
Okay, there's only like three coming up from the root.
Well, yeah, there'll be more, though, as it warms up. Hibiscus really like to have it nice and warm. So cut those old long, leggy, woody ones off, and the plant will fill out and be a lot better.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And Gloria, I'm going to talk to you off the air, Gloria. Hang on a minute. I'll talk to you before I leave. Really appreciate all the calls today. Thank you very much for taking time on this very important holiday weekend, Memorial Day. Again, remember our fallen heroes. That's what it's all about this weekend. But enjoy your family and friends and everything as well. And I will see you in a week. Enjoy those healthy gardens in the meantime. Thanks.